Ah, Paradise City. A city so shit, it makes Detroit look like the pearly gates. Huh. Fuck. I didn't expect the building to light up this fast. I only used a bit of my power, after all. The pigs and blooms have a case of faulty wiring that caused this big of an explosion. I looked down at the bodies surrounding me. The protesters should be waking up any time now, but I made sure to drain a bit more energy from the police to give them time to escape. A message from Jax. Please join my speed dating event. Huh? Speed dating? Do people even do that anymore? It's coming back. Please say yes. Prayer hand emoji. Small talk with a group of strangers and a crowded, filthy restaurant? Count me in. Really? Fuck no. I'd rather sit on pin needles. Pin needles are the only thing you're going to be sitting on if you keep up this spinster lifestyle, old man. Angry face emoji. Jax is a hopeless romantic and has trouble coping with the fact that not everyone wants to live happily ever after with a white picket fence and two little gremlins biting at their ankles. I, on the other hand, understand reality. Not everyone gets a special someone, especially not me with my line of work. Jax is right about one thing, though. It has been a while since I last got laid. But can you blame me? Hookup culture seems to get worse every year. That, and the fact that so many of my suitors can't wrap their heads around a 5'8 dom. They're lost. What God didn't give me in height, he made up for by blessing me with a cock that can plug a sinkhole. But until I can find someone who can handle a short king with an elephant-sized scepter, it's just going to be me, my hands, and my fantasies.
Stop right there, Short Circuit.
Speaking of fantasies, the pain in my ass, frequent star of my wet dreams, and city's number one superhero is standing right in front of me. Well, floating, to be exact. He hovers in front of the moon, like the cheesy cover of some comic book. The rating of said comic book would be up for discussion, though. His super suit clings to his ginormous body, like it's hanging on for dear life. I'm surprised his giant muscles or that brick house ass didn't tear it to shreds every time he moved. Oh, sorry, golden toy. I'm afraid you missed the party. But you arrived just in time for the barbecue.
That's Golden Boy.
Like there's anything boy about him. What I wouldn't give to spread those manly cheeks apart. Snap out of it, Wes! Business now, spank bank later.
And really, Short Circuit, burning down a police station? Don't you know your tax money goes into those?
I'm a supervillain. like I give a fuck about taxes.
Hey! Stop this nonsense, Short Circuit! If you turn yourself in, you can get off with a light sentence. You can even work off your crimes by joining the Supremes.
Like hell, I'm joining that super cult. I trace my fingers along the building beside me. I can feel the energy pour into me as I watch the windows of the building go dark. Sorry, folks. Emergency blackout. I look behind me to see the Super Labrador light on my tail. I take my hand off the building and point one digit at the hero, sending a wave of electricity at him. Ah! Had he been a human or a lesser super, that would have been enough to kill him. But this is Boy Wonder we're talking about. So all it did was stop him mid-flight. But that pause was just what I needed to put some distance between us. Ah, fuck. A dead area. Dead areas are a part of the city that lack energy for me to pull off of. Technically, I don't pull off the energy, but the atoms of objects. Of course, everything has atoms, but I need a lot of them for me to use my powers. Right now, I'm surrounded by torn down, abandoned buildings. Not even the energy from the flickering streetlight above me will be able to keep Golden Boy at bay.
Short Circuit!
Ugh, double fuck. Thank God for superpowers. Oh, I would have been feeling that in the morning.
It's not a cult.
What? God, he looks pissed. I can see the fiery anger behind those icy blue eyes.
The Supremes! It's not a cult! Say it!
The problem with having Golden Boy as my arch nemesis, other than the constant chance that one day he might kill me, is the fact that he's 100% my type. I love them tall, strong, and dumb. There is nothing like taking a big honky himbo and making him squeal beneath you like a cat in heat. I may be short, but I love to climb. And Golden Boy was the perfect mount. Oh, fuck, Wes, focus! Of course they're a fucking cult. And they got you Super Sheep to carry out their message like the good little idiots you are. He raises a fist, and I pray to whichever clown god made the mistake of giving me life. Truth be told, Golden Boy and I are nowhere near the same power level. Don't get me wrong, I am quite the public menace. Could even become a dictator of a country, if I put my mind to it. But Golden Boy is on a range I can't reach. He's even got supers in alternate dimensions, shaking in their leotards. Throughout our confrontations, there have been times where he could have easily killed me. So, why didn't he? His eyes soften, and so does his fist.
It doesn't have to be this way. You're not a bad person, SC.
Oh, you don't know shit about me. How do you know if I'm good or not?
I know you want to help. Like how you tried to help tonight, with those protesters. You're not evil. Just a little confused.
I see red for a second. Being talked down to is one of my biggest pet peeves. I'm confused. He's the one working for a bunch of fascists. Just as I'm about to tell him off, his fingers brush across my cheeks.
You could be so good.
His fingers move toward my mask, and beads of sweat start to form on my forehead. It's one thing if he beats me to death. What unmasking me would truly fuck me up. If my true identity is ever found out. Mom.
So good.
I let out a sigh of relief as his fingers move away from my mask. And slide down to my mouth? He places the thumb on my bottom lip. Holy shit. What the hell is happening? He's not going to. There's no way he's about to. Before I can even finish the thought, Golden Boy puts his golden lips on mine. The kiss is light. His mouth is so soft. I didn't even know it was possible for white dudes to have such full lips. It ends just as fast as it started.
I kissed you.
GB backs away. He looks just as stunned as I feel. While he's caught in his own head, this would be the perfect time for me to make my escape. But I never said I was a smart villain. That wasn't a kiss.
What?
I grab the front part of his cape and bring him back down to my lips. My tongue enters his mouth the second he lets out that pitiful gasp. I run it along every surface of his mouth, mapping it out so thoroughly that I can taste what he had for breakfast. And of course, this sweet idiot, this shining golden himbo, tastes like cinnamon. My fingernails dig into his shoulders when I feel his tongue moving against mine. He seems inexperienced, which I'll have to think about later. How can someone who looks like him be a virgin? What he doesn't have in skill, he makes up for in gusto. I suck on his tongue as a sign of my encouragement. And the motherfucker moans. Oh, what a shame that my powers didn't give me super lungs. I let go of him, and he falls to his knees like a limp noodle. He looks up at me, and I bite my lip to fight off a moan. His icy blues are blown out, his cheeks are flushed, and those sweet, pouty lips of his are redder than the tip of my dick. One more image for the spank bank. That was a kiss.
Oh.
My eyes can't help but rake over his Greek god physique. It would be so easy to... Wait. Holy shit! Jesus, GB. You poke anybody's eyes out with that thing? He looks at me in confusion. But slowly his eyes travel to where... Or more like what I'm staring at. The fucking jackhammer of erections straining against the crotch of his supersuit. Fuck. He might be almost as big as me. At first, he looks shocked, then embarrassed. Though, when you're packing heat like that, what exactly do you have to be embarrassed for? Then, he speaks.
You too.
I follow the direction of his gaze and nearly burst out laughing. Of course, I have an erection. Probably had it the moment he pinned me to the wall. Only difference is that, thanks to my black suit, you couldn't see it unless you were eye level. Unlike the golden hero in his shiny white spandex. He'll have to think of London for the rest of the night, if he doesn't want to catch an indecency charge. I pull out my cock and I am far more turned on than I even realized. My head was practically a faucet with how it dribbled on my stomach and boots. I look back at the still kneeling superhero, and Jesus help me. He's looking at my cock like it's the fucking key to the city. God, aren't you a naughty thing? Look at what you did.
I did that.
I squeeze the base of my cock. His facial expression alone is enough to make me cum at this point. Yes. Yes, you did. Now, what are you going to do about it? His voice trails off, leaving the question unanswered on those red, pouty lips. Lips that look like they could suck the very soul out of me. I bring the tip of my cock to his bottom lip. I know I'm playing a dangerous game, but that didn't stop me from tracing his mouth until he has a full lip stain of pre-cum. I asked you a question, Sunshine. Are you going to be good for me? Or are you going to be naughty? I close my eyes and try to regain my senses.
Oh, shit! What the fuck am I doing? This is no time to let my dom out. Zip up your fucking suit. And then
I feel it. A warm, wet, curious lick against the head of my cock. I look down and see those icy blues staring intently at me as he shyly licks at my cock.
I want to. I want to be good for you.
Any ounce of rationality in me shatters right then and there. I grab the back of his head and push myself in between those sweet parting lips.
Oh, holy fuck on a stick.
It's been so fucking long since I last did this. The heat, the wetness. Oh, shit. Has it always been this good? My hips seem to move on instinct, fucking the golden hero's golden throat like my life depends on it. Fuck. Fuck. I've never been able to hit the back of someone's throat like this. I've always been either too thick or too long. But fucking Sunshine here was taking it like a champ. Good boy. His moans vibrate through my cock. And goddamn, thank you, Super Stamina. I swear, I would have flooded his mouth right then. Oh, you like that pudding? You like being praised as my little cum slut? That's why you've been on my ass since you came to this fucking city. We could have been fucking this whole time. I could have filled your ass 10 times over at this point. Have it coming out your fucking ears. Fuck. I'm starting to see white. Too soon. Too soon. I don't want this to be over yet. You. God damn you. Shit. Carlos, too. I back away and grimace as my cock hits the cool night air.
Was I good?
He's practically beaming. I swear, I can see a bright halo glowing around his cum-stained face. My eyes travel lower, and what I see causes another short spurt of cum to jet out of me. A dark stain forms around the crotch of Golden Boy's suit. The stain grows larger the longer I look at it. It seeps so much that it caused that area to become translucent, letting me get a clearer look at that massive cock of his. He came. He came from just sucking me off. I stare back into his eager eyes as I answer. You're fucking perfect. The sound of sirens is like a bucket of ice water as we both snap back to reality. I think this may be the first time I've seen the golden hero look so lost and confused. Hell, I'm in the same boat. My head is telling me to make a run for it, but my heart, and to be honest, my dick too, is telling me to grab the hero, bring him back to my bed, and tie him there for the rest of forever. Luckily, or unluckily, depending on how you view it, my brain wins. I don't bother to look back, but listen carefully to hear if he's flying after me. Part of me almost prays he does. About 10 blocks in, I'd stop to catch my breath. Okay, Wes, think. What the fuck just happened? You fucked the city's number one superhero's throat like it was your personal fleshlight. That's fine. Totally fine.
Like hell it is, idiot.
This is Golden Boy we're talking about. Top superhero, your nemesis, and the face of the shady organization that is responsible for most of the crap in this city. You're not supposed to fuck him, you walking cliche.
Fine, fine.
This will be a one-time mistake. Like hell. It's taking all your strength not to run back for round two.
What the fuck do you want from me?
Dude hits all my check marks and has the makings of the perfect submissive slut. Of course, I want to fuck him again and again and again until I leave a permanent West-sized hole in his ass. This wouldn't have happened if you weren't such a loser and got laid once in a while. Fine. Have it your way.
Wait.
Nope. This is the only way to stop our hero problem. Hello, Jax. This is Wes. How about that speed dating event you're holding?